Let's go to Andy Baggerly, CSN Bags, on Twitter. Bags, how are you today? It's a little crazy out here already.
Hey, Marty, you threw me for a loop. I thought you were about to introduce me as your favorite girl.
It's been a long season, but then that...
Marty, it's a family show. Right, it's a family show.
The Family Guy. All right, Andy Baggerly is with... Bags, what about today? And I said, what is special about this team in your mind? You've covered them along with me since the first day of spring training, and here they are. They go for their 100th win of the season today, and they're still alive. What is it about this ball club?
You know, I just think that they believe in each other, and they don't give up. They really don't give up. There have been a lot of games, even during the regular season, when they've been down and they've come back. So they believe they're more up. They do believe they can put
Hey, Matt, why don't we probably have to call Bags back here, I think.
Yeah. All right, we're going to call Andy back. We tried to get him close to the ballpark this time.
Just get him down here.
I know, on that cell phone. All right, we'll call Andy back, and let's try to get a better
Marty,
connection.
Let me ask you a question, because I truly believe the Giants' starting pitching was their strength coming into the season, but it's turned out it's just their never-say-die attitude has really kind of kept them alive and propelled them to where they're at today, Game 6. But is there one guy that has set that tone? Is it a collective? Is it the manager? What do you think?
I think it's Pagan, in a way. As I've said about Pagan, the day I met him to today, he is the same guy. If he goes 0 for 20 or if he goes 18 for 20, he is the same guy. He's got an amazing spirit. He had a good season in 2010.
Yep.
It was for his first breakthrough season. 2011, not so good. This year, even a bigger breakthrough season. I hope they sign him. I think he's legit. He's 31 years old. He's at the right age to continue this kind of thing. But there's a spirit that he brings to this ball club, whether it's the salute to the players, whatever it is. When he does something, it impacts the game. He gets a hit, he steals second. He gets a triple, he scores. There's something about this guy. When he hits a home run to lead off the game, they win. It sets the tone. There's something about Pagan that I tell you, even with Posey, there's something about Pagan I like. Andy, there you go. Give us your answer about this ball club.
About that there, Marty?
Yeah, you're sounding good. Yeah, you hear much better. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I just think that they don't quit. Even during the regular season, there have been a lot of games where they've been down and they've had to score in the late innings, and they've been able to do that where some past Giants teams haven't. You know, we all know they're not a great offensive team, but because they're a team that can string some hits together, and I think that they don't count themselves out at any point. And that's a big plus no matter what team sport you're playing.
Vogelsong today, and I realize this is a guy, when you tell him he's pitching on Monday, by Thursday he doesn't talk to you. What's going through this guy's mind right now? Can he get too overhyped?
Well, I don't know what's going through his mind, but I can tell you some chicken enchiladas are probably going through his digestive tract right now.
How about that? How many people ended up with the rally enchilada or something?
Yeah, I think everyone's got pictures of enchiladas as their Twitter photo now, and I don't know how they probably sold out of enchiladas in the San Francisco County area last night. I'll bet you everybody went and had chicken enchiladas. I even had some frozen enchiladas in my fridge when I got back from St. Louis. Who's got time to go grocery shopping? So, you know, there you go. I did my part.
Yeah, but you know, he is one of those guys. He's so tightly wound, and I wonder, you know, you got to breathe, as Sean Estes says, breathe through your eyelids. And it's something he's got to do today. You can't really have a bad inning.
No, you can't. And I think the one thing that maybe, I don't know if it's a cause for concern, but just something to watch, is that he really left it all out on the field in his last start. And he kept remarking afterwards, in fact, even to me privately, he said, "You know what, bro? I am just really, really tired right now, just exhausted." And, you know, he's had a full rest period, and I'm sure he probably limited his throwing between starts. He's very confident with the way his pitches are moving. Certainly has the kind of stuff that can really lock up right-handers, which makes him a great matchup for this Cardinal lineup. But, you know, at the same time, he really, really expended a lot of emotion, focus, energy, all that stuff in his last start, and now he's got to muster it and summon it all back up again. And that's not easy for anyone to do, no matter how mentally tough you are.
Hey, Bags, that may come in handy, because over the course of the season, he was 9-2 on 4 days rest, 5-7 on five or more. So you're saying that he might have needed the rest, and that could kind of buck the trend, his season-long trend.
Well, that's a little interesting. When he was struggling, he had there was a period where the Giants had more days off, and so maybe some of those starts just happened to coincide where he got more rest, because it really was more about that seven-start stretch where he was really struggling. The whole rest of the year, he was great. So maybe some of those extra rest starts happen to fall within that period.
How short is the leash on Vogelsong today? And vis-a-vis St. Louis with Carpenter, because I think the leash maybe was a little long, I thought, for Lance Lynn the other night. So how do both teams approach this one?
Well, it's an interesting question for Bruce Bochy, because your long guy, Madison Bumgarner, is a lefty who's already gotten pounded by the Cardinals once, and we know the Cards do really well against left-handed pitchers, not named Barry Zito. It may not be a trigger that he wants to pull right away. I think he's going to give Vogelsong every opportunity to work out of jams, knowing that sometimes he does, have a few base runners in the first few innings, and he's just got to try to work out of jams, and then he can settle in. All of a sudden you look up and he's retired 12 of 13 or something like that. So I think even though it's an elimination game, it's going to be hard for Bochy to really have a hair trigger on Vogelsong today.
Good point. Now, how about on the other side with Mike Matheny? I've said on the show he makes it a five-inning game today, not even a six-inning game. He goes to those big relievers as early as he can.
I agree. I think that's what he should do. Carpenter is a decorated postseason veteran. This guy won Game 7 of the World Series last year, and he has a good start under his belt against the Giants already. But the Giants did a good job of working up his pitch count. They did a good job of not letting Carpenter get too deep into that game. But you're right, Mitchell Boggs is someone nobody wants to face. And, Jason Mott needed only 19 pitches to get six outs the other day. They do not want to be in comeback mode against this bullpen. It's getting those early runs and that early lead that's really going to be so important. It was so important for Zito, and it's going to be so important for Vogelsong today.
Hey, Andrew, let me ask you, man. We heard on Friday that Matheny had instructed his players to pack their bags to get ready to come to San Francisco, and then we've heard they had to go home after the game Friday night to get them, and just conflicting reports. But we know baseball players, they play all these mind games. If Matheny did tell them to pack for San Francisco, that seems so strange, like they've already put that crack, that doubt into their minds. What do you think, and what's the true story?
Well, maybe they changed the protocol, but I know David Freese and some other players were saying that they were told after winning game four,
right,
to pack have their bags packed for San Francisco just in case.
Wow.
The next day. Now they may have changed their mind or sent out a memo or something and decided not to fly after game five, which means obviously everybody could go home and pack a bag. So they may have changed that in the interim, but at least immediately after winning game four, that was the plan, and that's what I reported at the time.
Well, maybe they told them, pack your bags and keep them at home.
Yeah,
so you don't have to rush in the morning.
Yeah, maybe something along those. I might have been.
Like you said, like your dad said to you, Pat, pack your bags the night before so you don't have to do it in the morning.
He's told me that a lot.
Right.
So if Matheny did even suggest that, isn't that kind of a fatal flaw, or just he giving him that doubt?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was. It can be pretty gutsy to go the other way, like Bruce Bochy did. Remember, in 2010, if they had lost the last game of the regular season, everybody was going to have to go to San Diego to play a day game the next day for a one-game playoff. And Bochy told them, "Just come as you are. Don't pack a bag." And I do think that helped to send the right message in that case.
Yeah.
But Bochy's looked back at that a few times and thought, you know what? That was a pretty ridiculous suggestion, because they would have been up a creek a little bit if they'd lost that game.
Yeah, I think that's those are the stories for us and the romance of the game. But
Okay. You
got to go out and you got to pitch.
Yep.
You got to play a baseball game, and you got to get it done. I don't care where your bags are and everything else, unless you're Andy Baggerly of CSN Bags. All right, Andy, I know you're coming in, and I know Bruce Bochy talks at 1 o'clock, and I will look forward to your tweets as always, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Bags.
Okay, Marty, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure. Okay. Boy, pleasure to talk to him always.
Yeah, sharp guy.
Yeah, CSN Bags.
Got it together.
Yeah, very good.